He was hailed as a second coming of Villaraigosa. But how is Councilmember, now Mayor, Eric Garcetti doing in his first 3 months as your bike-friendly mayor? I'd like to explore that issue today. Hi, everyone. This is Joseph Bray-Ali, co-owner of the Flying Pigeon LA Bike Shop. And I've taken a little bit of time this morning to record a little podcast segment about the mayor and his progress in the first 3 months of his administration. Well, I'd like to start by saying that I voted for the man. I thought he was the right guy for the job. The other mayoral candidates didn't have the bike-friendly chops to earn my vote, and I wrote a little essay on my own personal website and tried to do what I could to get the man elected. Now that he's in office, I have to say, what a terrible disappointment. Oh, Eric Garcetti, how could you have had a worse 3 months? Let's just start at the beginning, shall we? Some of you may know, may not know, that Los Angeles under the Villaraigosa administration took a rather bold, symbolic step to paint the green bike lane on Spring Street by taking away a car lane and adding in a full car lane's worth of bike lane with a big green paint stripe going down it. And there was a bit of controversy because the paint was laid on a night when it was drizzling, and so it quickly wore away, and the city's experimenting with different types of green paint, et cetera, et cetera. The LA Times ran several stories about how the Hollywood production companies that use the corner of Spring and I think it's 5th Street or 7th Street, Spring and 5th, I think it is, to film a lot of TV shows and movies were unhappy with the green paint, how it had messed with their color correction and their post-production and editing, that somehow messed with their whole idea of downtown. I guess the companies that do production downtown liked the fact that downtown LA used to be a cheap and relatively easy place that could stand in for all of the depressed and degraded downtown urban cores of American cities, countrywide. So you want Pittsburgh in the 70s, you want Cleveland of today, well, just go to downtown Los Angeles. We have the depressed post-industrial hellhole of your liking. And this green bike lane just messed all that up. So what was a mayor to do? A newly elected mayor, Eric Garcetti, Mr. Hollywood, I'm going to create a czar for production companies, heard complaints from several production and Hollywood, TV industry people, movie industry people, and decided the green lanes have to go. Council President Herb Wesson and the mayor were able to arrange for a unanimous city council vote over the protestations of Councilman Wezar, over the support of all the local business interests in downtown Los Angeles, the neighborhood councils, and the bike advocates, the LA County Bike Coalition being headquartered on Spring Street in downtown LA, just to show how little juice we have as a community, I guess. The Spring Street bike lane was steam cleaned about 3 weeks ago. And I'd like to recommend that at the mayor's next open office hours, the LA bike community shows up with our own steam cleaner and steam clean Mayor Eric Garcetti for his decision and his lack of leadership. So that's strike number one. Strike number two has been the My Figueroa Project, which is something I've been involved in. I went to one of their early community hearings for this project. This is the My Figueroa plan. Brought some of the world's finest streetscape and urban planning firms, Gehl Architects, to Los Angeles several years ago. This Danish firm surveyed street users, pedestrians, cyclists, people driving, and not surveyed in terms of like just counted them, but actually came and observed the behavior of people on a stretch of Figueroa starting at 7th Street in downtown and running all the way down under the 10 freeway to the USC area by Exposition Park and the Natural History Museum. And what they found was that we could create a really ideal situation for pedestrians and cyclists by converting some of the right-of-way, which is now car-only, into either a flipped lane where they have like a promenade and a Champs-Élysées separation where you've got like a sub-street to the major Figueroa Street with extra car parking. You could have protected bikeways. Anyway, a mixed plan kind of there. Good plan. They had a good, great, and best plan, and LA chose the good one, the worst of the three, to implement. And we were able to, just under the governor's nose, under Governor Jerry Brown's nose, along with funding $52 million for an Eli Broad parking garage on Bunker Hill, we were able to sneak away some more CRA, Community City Redevelopment Agency money, to pay for the My Figueroa project, gave it to the LA DOT, and said, okay, boys, you can get this done before December of 2014, and we're in the clear. Fast forward to today, a new council member is presiding over the district, Curran Price Jr., who in the past was on record on the Biking in LA blog as being, you know, quite in support of cycling, growing up in Southern California, riding his bike everywhere as a young man, and blah, 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 vote for me for senator. Well, State Senator Curran Price should really have a talk with Councilmember Curran Price, as Councilmember Curran Price has seen fit to feed the concerns of two auto dealers, relatively powerful and relatively wealthy guys that own auto dealerships down on Figueroa, close to the intersection with Jefferson. So these car dealers are worried that the bike project, the pedestrian project, that this My Figueroa project in general is going to hurt their business. Now, the economic analysis done by the city, I think, was fairly thorough as these things go, and shows that there's not going to be too much of an effect on car speeds and car travel times. There's not going to be too big of a delay, because as surprising as it may sound, peak hour travel demand on Figueroa isn't so bad that taking away a car lane in each direction will add too much net delay to commuters. It's a surprising finding, but just because you know, we have driver's licenses doesn't make us experts on traffic. And when the experts study the situation, they typically find that on a street like Figueroa, that if a lane is taken away, an extra capacity is added for buses and bikes and pedestrians, that the net demand on the street isn't changed and the net flow of cars isn't dramatically affected. And sometimes it can actually be improved. So with that said, we've got some relatively immaterial concerns being brought up by auto dealers who have now lodged a formal complaint. And the question is, what on earth is Mayor Eric Garcetti doing to get this thing done? This would be Los Angeles City's very first cycle track. We would lead the region for once in bicycle planning. So that's strike number two. We could miss out on a $21 million improvement project that would add LA's first cycle track from the Staples Center to USC, straight through to downtown into the heart of the city. Probably one of the most significant economic boosters that this region would have ever seen. It'll help move the development of commercial property values along the Figueroa corridor higher, allowing the city to capture more revenue per square foot than it currently is. It would turn the dead zone around the 10 freeway into a place where it has students and employees of USC and in the downtown area moving freely and easily on bikes and buses, whereas now everybody is forced into a car. It would help lower the costs of living for folks in South LA that do have jobs in downtown to get to those jobs without having to spend $8,000 a year on automobile ownership. So that's strike number two for Mayor Garcetti. Strike number three is the Hyperion Glendale Bridge, which is being seismically retrofitted. This is a $50 million Caltrans and City Bureau of Engineering project. And there's nothing wrong with seismic retrofitting. You know, we live in an earthquake zone. We've got to take care of our bridges. The problem that this project raises for cyclists and pedestrians is that it turns what is currently basically a freeway into a horrible freeway. Hyperion Bridge has two lousy sidewalks, zero room for a bike lane on it, zero room for bicyclists on it, and this Glendale Hyperion plan is going to further turn the street over into more freeway-like conditions. So right now, the engineers were recorded at a recent community meeting held this last week, and said that the average speeds of cars on Hyperion right now are 55 miles per hour. Their plans don't call for a bike lane, even though the bridge is included in the city bike plan with a bike lane on it. Their plans don't include a bike lane, even though the bike plan says it should go there. And then said cyclists will be relegated to the gutter pan, which is where they're riding currently with 55 mile per hour traffic. Now, I don't know about you, but riding next to cars going 55 miles per hour on average is not my idea of safe and sane and bike-friendly. And the plans would get cars moving even faster than that on average, as the plans for the bridge are being designed with a 15-mile-per-hour zone above 55 miles per hour. They're putting in barricades and barriers, and the whole thing's just being turned into a Tustin-style off-ramp. A Strode, one of the least productive street-road hybrids Americans have invented. I think what this bridge really represents is a test of Mayor Garcetti's leadership. Can he get these clowns in the Bureau of Engineering and Caltrans to design a bridge that will serve us for the next 50 years? And sorry to say it, guys, engineers, vehicle miles traveled have been dropping. There are more and more car-free or car-light households, people owning one car, or primarily using transit and bikes to get around or walking. That is the demographic shift. That is the future, and our bridges need to reflect that. Additionally, this bridge was included in the Glendale Hyperion and the 2010 bike plan as having a bike lane. And further, this bridge has a distinct honor of being the only bridge that has had illegal bike lanes painted along its entire length, and that was done several years ago by the LA Department of DIY. There was a Sharo program the LA Department of DIY did. It was an all-volunteer, citizen-led effort. But the bike lanes painted on Ahipirian were quickly painted out, but symbolically told the story of where the youth of today and where the young families and business owners want this city to go. So there you go. Strike three, I say, Mayor Eric Garcetti, 3 months in, and you are out, buddy. You stink. This is one of the worst first 3 months I could have possibly imagined for someone who had so much livable streets cred. It'll be interesting to see where we go in the next 3 months. It'd be nice if the listeners of this show would get involved and see and you can do what you can to turn around this steaming pile of horse manure, this sinking Titanic of a livable streets administration of Eric Garcetti. Really just falling asleep and falling down on the job here, guys. So with that said, I'll leave it to you. Go ahead and, you know, you can email your comments to livebiketalk@gmail.com or just hit Flying Pigeon LA up on Twitter and tell me what a jerk I am, how wrong I have it. And I'd love to open a dialogue up with the mayor's office. I hope to do this again sometime soon. Thanks so much. Take care.